So this week on The Real Housewives of Orange County, I don't have a lot of notes. The notes that I do have focus on mainly Shannon and Tamra. I'm really happy to see Shannon not just instantly take Tamra back, which is what she's trying to do. She's trying to do the whole, I'm in therapy, I'm working on myself, be my friend. Like, she's being reserved, and I think that that is fair. The way that Shannon went at Tamra at the table and was like holding her to account, I just have my notes there that I'm glad Shannon's there because someone needs to be doing that in this group.
I agree. The same notes I've got, I like that Shannon's not letting Tamra get away with her behavior because season after season we watch Tamra misbehave. Then she comes back on this apology tour. Everyone forgives her. Or something doesn't go her way and she's like, you're never going to see me again. Remember, like, I don't know how many seasons ago where she ran off from the dinner table going, you're never going to see me. And then she's back, like, constantly. So I'm glad that, and, like, even when she's giving Shannon the master or the primary suite or whatever when they go away and, like, she's just being a bit of a suck.
Yeah.
And I think it doesn't make up for you being a really shitty friend and last season saying have another drink and all of those sorts of things. I just don't think it's just not nice. Mm-hmm. And I agree that I've just instantly forgiven her. I also do agree that I think that Heather's scared of Tamra. She keeps denying it.
No.
I don't know why people are scared of her. Because Tamara's just a bit childish and...
I think because she's just so focused on, like, she's so aware of everything. She's producing the show. Like, there was one scene where she was wearing a hat, I think, that had a slogan on it.
Yeah.
She's always marketing her slogans and her, I don't know.
But they're not
meant. No, they're not. And I don't know. I don't know what's in the future for that woman. I don't enjoy watching her. I did enjoy the snippets with the deep thoughts with Shannon Bedore where they're driving along and she's talking about avocados and vines and how many bottles of wine do you get out of that one vine. And she was, you know, there was this cute little montage of her being like, it came across like she was being a crazy old drunk lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I found the whole, there was no Katie. There was zero Katie, was there?
I don't think so, yeah.
And then they split into two groups. So Tamra went away to try and do this sort of apology thing. And then you've got the other women go to Heather's apartment, her sex pets or whatever it is, which I also found, again, it's really staged where Heather's got the cute young waiter there and Emily's like all flirty with him and it's all seems so scripted. You've got Tamra searching for a soundbite no matter what. And I don't think she realizes, I think she's been on the show long enough though, but they come naturally. So like jealous of what, your ugly leather pants and all those sorts of lines that have come out, you know, from the housewives, they're not wearing them on a hat or a t-shirt and they're not forced. She's forcing it and it's gross.
Look, if you want to hate watch it like we are right now, you can stream it on Hey You, the home of reality TV. Good luck. Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.